in our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again. Lovely and oh, so effervescent Storytime introduction, lady. Looking so beautiful. Well, today's story is titled The Collection.
Collection.
Thank you, Chauncey. Well, Albert Wellington Chatsworth was a self-made millionaire. He was a world traveler, author, investor, entrepreneur, political advisor, and massage therapist. Now, truth be known, Mr. Chatsworth had very little time. Almost everything he did in life had something to do with business. Now, this isn't to say that he couldn't enjoy the finer things in life, because as he went about his world travels, he always put his camera to good use. He took time out to buy mementos of the many countries he visited. But since he was always on the go, he just didn't have much time for maintaining his home. That's why he had a complete staff to take care of the various odd jobs around his estate. Perhaps the most important member of his staff was his cleaning lady, a nice, lovely young woman who always kept the house visitor ready. In fact, Mr. Chatsworth always enjoyed his return trips to his big house on the estate because he knew that the moment he walked in, the house would look picture perfect. Except for one thing. You see, Mr. Chatsworth noticed that the rather large black lacquer display case that housed his world-class collection of samurai swords had been looking dusty the last couple of times he returned home. Well, one morning, just as Mr. Chatsworth was about to leave the house for a few days of hopscotching the country, he left a note behind for his cleaning lady that read, "Please, Marcia, check out my swords." A few days later, Mr. Chatsworth burst through the double front doors and beat it directly for the display case with the samurai swords. It was still dusty. But right below the case was an annotation to the note he left for his cleaning lady that read, "Nice swords."